was telling Luke before meeting that sometimes you just gotta start walking before your brain can object. This is don't have anything very in depth to say, but we'll start with a reading in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel in chapter 17. This is a thought that's been on my mind a little bit lately, but for how much it's been on my mind, my thoughts about it are still pretty simple. So 1 Samuel 17, at verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." And then jump ahead to 1 Samuel 21. First Samuel 21, verse 9. And the priest said, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here wrapped in the cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take it, for there is none save none other save that here." And David said, "There is none like that. Give it to me." And then 2 Samuel chapter 12. I'm just going to take three verses from here, starting at verse 7. And Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anoint thee king over Israel, and I deliver thee out of the hands of Saul." Then down to verse 9. "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon." And then verse 13. And David saith unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said unto David, "The Lord also hath put away thy sins. Thou shalt not die." Then just one last reading in Psalms, Psalm 51. Psalm 51, starting right at the start. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from mine sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. And then down to verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free will. What we read in 1 Samuel 17 is one of the stories that most people who aren't even religious know, the story of about David defeating Goliath, a young shepherd boy who stood before a giant. And in the name of the Lord, he brought that giant down. We know this story from 1 Samuel. Oh, the story doesn't even come from David himself. It's recorded by Samuel. And as far as I can tell, that's the only scripture that really tells of this story. The only other reference, which is also from the scribe of Samuel, is that second passage I read where David goes to collect the sword. But even though it's David's words, it's not recorded by him either. And when he runs into Elimelech the priest, he says, there's none like that, give it to me, when he was offered Goliath's sword. He didn't retell of his battle. He didn't boast about it. He just quietly acknowledged his request for the weapon. But the second thing, the next part that we read, though, was in 2 Samuel, and it really wasn't a day of triumph for David that day. It was a tragedy for him. David's sin with Bathsheba was recorded there. But this time, when we move to the Psalms, we have David's own words this time speaking about this. And they're not words of self-defense. They're words of a confession. The very opening to that psalm tells us exactly when it happens. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. When David was confronted about this, he didn't try to argue about it. It's recorded in Samuel that he said, I have sinned against the Lord. But when we move to Psalm 21, we get his prayer to God. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin even before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned. The man who had been so silent about one of his biggest victories was very vocal about his biggest failure. When it comes to public triumphs, David let someone else tell his story. But when it came to personal sin, he brought it himself directly to God. That's something we all really should kind of take to heart and try to remember. Let others speak of what the Lord does through us. It'll help keep our pride in check. But when we fail, we have to be the ones to take it directly to God. We need to be very humble and honest with him. Nathan was able to bring that message of God to David, but David had to respond to it himself. And when he did, God was gracious with him. The Lord also hath put away thy sins. The consequences of what he did remained, but his fellowship with God was restored. And it let David pray again, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And David would go on to know that joy. In our victories, we need to be content to let the glory of it go to God. But in our failures, we have to bring it straight to God. One will keep us humble, and the other will keep us close to him. And David knew both sides of that.